Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 14th, 2020. How not to hate my son for killing my wife. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, September 14th, 2020. Not long ago, I received a heart-wrenching letter that highlighted something we often have to deal with: guilt. Because guilt affects all of us, I felt it would help many people if I replied to the letter openly, without disclosing the identity of the sender. Dear Michael Leitman, my name is, and I live in Russia. I am an avid listener of your talks and never miss a show. I owe it all to my beloved wife, with whom I lived as one soul for 28 years. We couldn't have children, so we adopted a boy and raised him with great love. Especially my wife. She loved him dearly. When the coronavirus pandemic started, my wife and I were very careful. We worked from home, listened to your talks, and agreed with your every word. Our son, however, treated the virus like a challenge or an invitation. He would walk out and scoff at our concerns. He wouldn't wear a mask. We couldn't explain to him anything from your words. He simply wouldn't listen. As a result, he got COVID and infected us, as well. I handled the virus quite easily, but my wife didn't. She passed away. Since then, I haven't been able to look at my son. I hate him. I understand that it's impossible to bring my wife back, but I don't want to live with this hatred for my son. Moreover, he, too, feels guilty. I am aware of it, but I can't help it. I look at him, I turn my eyes away, and I can barely restrain myself from exploding on him. I have no love within me, none at all. Dear Michael, how do I bring my love back? What should I do? How do I forgive my son? I don't know what to do. Please help me. As distressing as this tragedy is, and perhaps because it is so, I hope this story will help us understand how nature works and that in truth, this heartbreak is no one's fault. It is no one's fault because just as the father cannot help but hate his son could not help but be reckless. We don't own our thoughts, they emerge in us, from the same place where everything emerges. Call it nature, reality, God, or what have you, but we do not know what we will think 1 second from now, let alone what we will do. I know this isn't easy. I, too, have plenty of reasons for anger. But when you study the wisdom of Kabbalah, you come to see that everything has a purpose, to lead you to reveal life's deepest, most fundamental force, the source of everything, the creator of all things. And not only that, you find that its goal is to make us, like it, exactly like it. When you discover that creative force, you realize that it is nothing but pure goodness. Its goal, therefore, is to make you, me, and all of humanity just as good as itself. When you begin to become like the Creator, even if a little bit, you understand why things happen the way they do. Until you become like it, it is impossible to justify your son, or the Creator for your tragedy. The Creator leads the world to goodness through terrains, pleasure and pain. However, its direction, as just said, is only one, to make you like it, a complete giver. The worst cataclysms in human history, unfolded as they did at the hands of that same benevolent force, and for the purpose of making us benevolent, as well. And if they unfolded painfully, it is only a sign that we must increase our efforts to become like it, so it wouldn't have to rush us through the rain of pain. The coronavirus, too, comes from that same source, and its aim is the same, to make us good, loving, and giving. Right now, you probably cannot love your son. But when you connect to the Creator and begin to become like it, you will find within you such profound love for your son and for all of creation that you never knew existed. You will love him more than ever, and more than you thought possible. Therefore, my friend, don't look back and don't waste energy or time on sulking over the past. It will only bring you more pain. Instead, look up, and go find the creator in your life. Look for people like you, who want to know the creator of life, the source of everything, and with them, you are certain to succeed. Best of luck, Michael. My thoughts on Twitter, September 14, 2020. Scientists cannot offer a solution to the coronavirus, we ought not rely on a vaccine. This pandemic isn't like the previous localized ones, those weren't aimed at correcting the last generation, stemming from the general force, Mashiach. Today, it is working on all of humanity for the first time. The spiritual world isn't found in three-dimensional coordinates. It has no axes, but is like a sphere. By awakening a single cell, we activate, animate all creation. Then we will see that all of the universe's endless spaces, all the galaxies amount to nothing as we will enter completely different dimensions. The most vibrant combinations and delicate aromas, all of the beauty of scrutinies is achieved by adding additional tens. As in our world, there is a foundation that is essential, but beauty is achieved thanks to additions and spices that add flavor, aroma, color. The Creator's revelations happens both on a quantitative, as well as qualitative levels. The power of the revelation is determined by our success in expanding our Kli, adding more tens to it. The quality of the revelation grows as well, the main Kli is clothed with additional ones, adding partials to the essential note. To the extent that we unite in the ten, we will begin to feel the necessity of attaching to ourselves more and more tens, expanding the boundaries of our unity, because this is the only way we can draw ever closer to the Creator. The ego, Pharaoh, has developed so much that its authority is turning from pleasant to unbearable, and is thus forcing us to seek a way to escape it. From Twitter, September 14, 2020. What determines the transformation of society? Question: how did the consumer society appear? After all, the desire to consume was created in people artificially through advertising, mass media, etc. While in the past exploiters paid people so that they could survive, now they purposely pay more so that they can wander in malls. Surely this was done on purpose. Answer: this is how man's egoism was used. Now it has taken on other forms. People have changed. Today you can do somewhat different metamorphoses with them. Remark: if the rich of this world have created this consumer society, then they themselves must change it. My comment: those capitalists are gone. They are already different too. Remark: but people who have billions today can create a new society you are talking about if they see benefit for themselves. My comment: I think it will not come from them. I do not expect anything good from people who hold on to their wealth and power. They cannot change because they were created that way. Remark: it is difficult to understand how the transformation of society can take place, if not from the levers that authorities and the rich have. My comment: it comes from the inside. A man himself changes and changes society. Look at the new generation, how it differs from the past one. It will take a few more years, and all this will change anyway. Question: do you think that the economy changes because a man's internal needs change? Answer: the virus will help us. It will speed up this process. From Cab TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, June 4, 2020. Why should we rise above discord? Question: there are various conflicts in nature, especially in the animal world. Why, on a human level, should we rise above discord? Let's live by nature. Answer: we are descendants of the animal world, who have risen to the level of man, Adam. Even our egoism is not the same as that of animals. They have it instinctively, given to them by nature, and they are not able to change it. They can only make the most of it for their own benefit. Therefore, the animal level cannot be an example for us. Man is a social animal. To be socially useful, he must correct himself. There is nothing we can do here. We must do this, otherwise we will not have a future. Remark, but we are part of nature. My response, we are part of nature only according to our animal body, but not according to our egoism. Do not confuse these two levels in us. From Cab TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 21, 2020. Turn on the light in the universe. To the extent that we are connected in the ten, we will begin to feel the need to add more and more tens to us, and expand the boundaries of our unity, because only in this form can we get closer and closer to the Creator. The revelation of the Creator happens in both quantitative and qualitative ways. The force of the revelation depends on how much we can expand our Kli by adding new tens, that is, part Sufim. At the same time, the quality of the revelation increases because there is the main entity, the main Kli on which the additional ones are clothed, adding harmonics to the main tone. The most resounding combinations, the most subtle fragrances, all the beauty of scrutinizing is achieved by adding additional tens. As a result, we begin to feel spirituality. Just as in our world there exists something simple, like a foundation without which nothing can exist, but all the beauty is achieved through additions, seasonings, which in themselves do not seem so important and fundamental, but give all the taste, aroma, and color. This is not a simple addition, because the spiritual world does not exist in three-dimensional coordinates, it has no axes at all, but it is like a sphere. Therefore, by awakening one cell, we ignite and enliven the entire creation. Then we will see that all the infinite spaces of the universe, all the galaxies are zero, because we will enter into completely different dimensions. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 9, 2020, Work with Faith Above Reason. What is faith above reason? What is faith above reason? Why do we need to annul our minds and feelings in order to enter the spiritual world, and what will we receive instead? This is a legitimate question, because a person begins to feel that he must change himself and turn into something else. If we cannot use our corporeal mind and even more so our egoistic heart in the spiritual world, what else do we have left? How can we build a Kli to feel the upper world, to feel the Creator? How do we form a new mind and feelings at a higher degree? We see how much different levels human, animal, plant, and inanimate matter differ from each other even in this world. Each level of development is characterized by its own mind, feelings, form, behavior, and freedom of movement. The more developed a creature is, the greater its mind, feelings, and ability to connect with its surroundings. And when we enter spirituality, we enter a new environment, a field of forces of bestowal, not reception. There are four types of forces of reception that are revealed in our world. There are 3 degrees, inanimate, vegetative, and animate, and also human, which is a transitional stage to the next level, the inanimate, vegetative, and animate degree of the spiritual world. Adam, the man of the upper world, is already a state of adhesion with the Creator. It turns out that we are moving from one world to another, and we must exit our previous mind and feelings to achieve this. It does not mean that we are left without mind and heart. We receive new mind and feelings, spiritual ones that are built on the forces of bestowal, Bina. Bina is a combination of the will to receive that comes from below with the upper light coming from above. Together they build a new form called Bina that is located in the middle between Keter and Malkhut. In this way, we form a new perception called faith, the degree of Bina, above reason, above our egoism, the will to receive. We build this new mind and feelings through all sorts of forms of connection between us. And in this they helped everyone his friend. When we exit our egoism toward each other, we reveal this degree of faith, that is, bestowing to the other above reason, above the egoistic feeling of our I. Eventually, in this aspiration I must feel everyone except myself. It is as if my I does not exist, rather, everyone else exists except me. Then I will feel in these others the upper force, the creator. Only in connection, in the single Kli, is the single upper force revealed. This work begins with seemingly simple mechanical actions, with virtual communication. Yet, by doing this, we express our desire to rise above our current mind and feelings and acquire a common mind and feelings so that the Creator will be revealed within us. As it is written, I dwell among my own people, among all those who unite in one aspiration to Him. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 2, 2020. Work with faith above reason. The Germans of the Laws of Moses, Part 9. Assimilation instead of spiritual ascent. Comment: today, America has taken the place of Germany. The Jews there follow almost the same path as their counterparts did in Germany and Spain. Everything comes back. American Jews are well established and do not think of any other place to live beside America. In addition, they also despise Israel and do not want to associate themselves with it in any way. My reply: this is the same thing that happened to the Jews in Germany. American Jews will have an opportunity to leave, but they will not take it. Although they could go to any other country, they will not. Question: I am trying to understand what assimilation is. After all, it is not merely about stopping to follow traditions and become like everybody else. What is the inner meaning of assimilation? Answer: it is the fact that Jews sink into the nature of other nations, societies, and religions, and do not want to hear about their purpose or their duty to the entire civilization. According to the science of Kabbalah, Jews are indebted to everyone. And the nations of the world feel it. If the Jews are not engaged in paying back the debt, nor seek to figure it out even for themselves, then naturally, the reckoning comes. This is about internal assimilation. The Jews, who were once altruists, who had a spiritual method that could unite other nations, suddenly fell into egoism and became like everyone else. This is called assimilation. And what is required of them is spiritual ascent. For more on this topic, read my books Like a Bundle of Reeds, Why Unity and Mutual Guarantee Are Today's Call of the Hour, and The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, Historical Facts on Anti-Semitism as a Reflection of Jewish Social Discord. From CabTV's Systematic Analysis of the Development of the People of Israel, August 12, 2019. Chipization is not scary for us. Question: nowadays, passions about chipization are raging. There is a fear that implantation of chips will begin in order to track where a person is, with whom he meets, and so on. Sooner or later they will start doing this. What exactly are people afraid of? First, this certainly limits and kills a person's freedom. You become completely controlled. Second, who will get hold of it? How do you feel about this phenomenon? Answer: let us think this way, what is there for us to hide, after all? Remark: but you will not deny that a person has a personal life, a family. My comment: but what can be private in this family? That I take care of my wife, my children, my grandchildren? What is so unnatural about that? If I have good intentions, then, of course, sometimes they need to be hidden from someone, for example, from children, in order to ensure their correct gradual development. But in general, why should I be afraid? Unless I steal, kill, cheat, plot evil against others, I am a normal person. Let everyone know everything about me. But my relationship with the Creator, yes. No one can get into this, only the upper one. And all the rest, that of animal nature, no problem. Remark: but there are state secrets. My comment: let the state take care of this, this is its business, And I have nothing to worry about. I feel free. Question: It means I do not care? Answer: No. This is not a devil-may-care attitude. I just understand that a man is a small animal who still must try to behave correctly. And to this extent, he has nothing to be ashamed of. And to the extent that he cannot behave correctly, there is also nothing to be ashamed of. Because it is his nature. Remark: The second point is very important. I hide my actions. Figuratively speaking, here I steal, there I lied to someone, and I told the truth to someone else. This is my life, this is me. My comment: There is nothing special to hide. If everyone is calm about being open to others, the world will become cleaner. Well, I lied a little somewhere, but this is my nature. I promised something to somebody, but did not keep my promise. It may be unpleasant, I may feel uncomfortable, but forgive me, do me a favor. Remark: Can you imagine what kind of support you knock out from people who claim, "I never lie, I always tell the truth. I have always lived honestly." My comment: How honestly? By what criteria? If you take history books of any country, you will see that everything needs to be rewritten. But how? By another lie. Everyone has their own view of the world, what it is like. That is, until we rise above egoism, we have nothing to worry about. At the level of egoism, everything is a lie. And there is nothing to be ashamed of. Kabbalah says about this very simply: Go to the Creator who created me. Do you have any complaints against me? Go to Him. He created me, that is why I act this way. And then the second question arises: He created you that way and told you to stay that way, or can you change yourself? If you can change yourself, then you should already be ashamed of the opportunities that you have in order to become a person responsible for yourself, but you do not use them. But even on this score there are some exemptions, some leeway. Well, what can I do? It is the environment, and so on. But still, the most important thing is to be honest so that we do not lie to ourselves. This is gradually becoming possible. A person becomes cleaner, more straightforward. This is called the truth. And if not, let them stick chips anywhere. But this is not a correction. The point is that, whether we want it or not, nature, the Creator, will press us, in this respect. And we suddenly find ourselves with all sorts of chips, not even knowing where and how we have swallowed them. We have got them under our skin, as they say, and those who need it know everything about us. Here is Big Brother, do not worry, he knows everything. Question: That is, we will get to this state. Answer: I think it practically exists already. Question: You suggest that we simply change our attitude toward this and that is it? Answer: No, it is not just changing attitudes. It means to change ourselves. And then I do not care what they think of me. Let them poke around. It is important for me to change myself in such a way that without any chips I would stay naked in front of the Creator. I need to feel it. And act accordingly. Remark: But I still need to understand that the Creator exists. My comment: The Creator is a common force of nature that forces us to be human beings. That is, to act not for our own sake, but for everybody's sake. Question: The virus that has spread now is, as it were, an accelerator leading precisely to this understanding? Answer: Yes. It is he who makes the first chipization. Question: Who chips us? In whose hands am I? Okay, the Creator, this still needs to be dealt with. But some evil person who has bad intentions, who wants to rule me and the whole world, that is what people are afraid of. Answer: But the Creator stands above him as well. So why should I even consider some kind of governing, guarding, dictating body? Why should I think about it? I have a connection with the Creator. Question: Do you suggest that a person go through the authority of this world and immediately turn to the one who rules the world? Answer: Of course. Why hang out at this level? After all, it is a swamp. Stop paying attention to them. In this you are free. Question: am I free to ignore people around me? Answer: not those around you, but those who allegedly control you. I do not feel that they suppress me. Freedom is an inner sensation. That is why I do not feel it. Question: so you say we should undergo chipping with the Creator? It is He who chipped me. Answer: yes. I am connected with Him anyway. He is in me, in my every cell, in my nerves, in my feelings, and in my mind, in everything. He defines everything I feel. He defines everything I think, all my actions and decisions. I just need to reveal this, how I act so that He acts in me. Remark: if possible, can you give a simple piece of advice to an ordinary person about chipping, loss of freedom, and who controls him? My comment: live quietly and seek the Creator in yourself, how He is inside you, how He acts, works, and controls you, and how you should relate to Him in that. The Creator is the general, upper force of nature. Question: and what does it demand of me? Answer: that you take into account that you are a small part of this force that cares about all of nature. That is, you treat everyone and everything with this awareness. Question: and how should I relate to my environment, to those close to me? Answer: as to one general, integral mechanism, which is benevolent to all its parts, and operates according to the same scheme, love for one's neighbor, in one direction. Question: and then I will not be afraid of any chipization? Answer: it is not scary anyway. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, April 20, 2020. Management by the brain. Comment: new research suggests that the human brain responds more emotionally to negative actions that people perform, and so it is easier for us to blame than to give them compliments. In order to compliment a person, we need to activate the part of the brain that is responsible for analytical thinking, whereas in order to insult and reprimand others, pure emotions and spontaneous feelings are sufficient. This means that the brain is to blame for everything. On the other hand, you say that the ego is to blame for everything. My response: the brain is merely a small machine. It does not produce anything. But in the end, when we read information, we see that it is harder to say something positive about another than to say something negative. A negative reaction is purely emotional, and emotions are our direct ego, so we don't need energy in order to use it. On the other hand, reaching positive conclusions about another person is great internal work, so of course a person is not inclined to do so. Question: so does this mean that all the crazy unexplainable wars that are going on right now are a clash of emotions? Answer: of course. Isn't this logical? Comment: and you need to rise above your emotions, but you immediately claim that it is impossible. My response: it is impossible. How can we rise above our feelings if the feelings are who we are? We are not human beings without feelings, but computers, and we cannot operate this way. Question: does this mean that humanity will continuously clash in these wars? Answer: yes, unless it changes its feelings, it will not change its ego, and it will not correct it. So we are facing the era of the correction of the ego. It is not a simple matter, but it is clear and good. Here the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed as the method of the correction of the ego. Question: does this mean that all we need is to reach the recognition of evil, that is it? Answer: yes, that's all. What else do we need? There is no evil in the world other than that. Everything will work out for the best. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, December 18, 2018. Men is someone who is compassionate. Remark: the 12th century Persian Sufi poet Sa'di said, if you are indifferent to the suffering of others, you cannot be called a human being. My reply: yes. Only someone who is compassionate can be called a human being. This means that he has an impulse to connect with others. And in the right connection with others, in compassion, in good communication, etc., a person builds his matrix called Adam, man. Question: in other words, consciously or subconsciously, he feels that he is connected with his neighbor, depends on him, and that is why the suffering of his neighbor is close to him? Answer: this already depends on his degree and his motives. If he feels that he is dependent on others, does this dependence compel him to be compassionate? But this is an egoistic version of compassion. Question: what is compassion for others for a Kabbalist? Answer: for a Kabbalist, to feel compassion for others is to lift someone out of a state of suffering without leaving him there even for a moment. As soon as I see another person suffering, I must immediately, by any means, usually through compassion with him, show him that I sympathize with him and start slowly pulling him out. There must be an attempt or an action when you specifically put yourself in the same state he is in and start raising him. Question: how do you raise him? What do you say to him? What do you do? Answer: it depends on what state he is in, what feelings, what type of hardship. But, in principle, I must convey to him the globality of the world, the globality of humanity, the globality and eternity of our existence, that in fact there is nothing evil or bad in the world and in nature. Whatever happens to our body, to our loved ones, something we cannot even imagine, God forbid, any difficulties and problems, all the same, it all just passes through our body, which is anyway intended for death and nothing more. And our soul undergoes continuous ascents, and we must cling to the soul and think about it. Question: when it is said that a Kabbalist feels the suffering of the whole world, what does it mean? Answer: the suffering of the whole world is suffering because people are still very far from starting their ascent toward equivalence of form with the Creator. After all, there is such a wonderful opportunity to start ascending and together help everyone so that there will be no difficulty for anyone to constantly be in ascent and in revelation of the Creator. The revelation of the Creator is the attainment of eternal perfection, and we do not use it. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, May 18, 2020.